ES-13A, air masses and fronts. Did you know an air mass is a large body of air that has about the same conditions throughout? For example, an air mass might have cold, dry air. An air mass takes on the conditions of the area.
A continental
polar air mass has dry, cold air. A maritime polar air mass has moist, cold air. Most air masses form over polar or tropical regions. They may form over continents or oceans. Air masses that form over continents are called continental air masses. Those that form over oceans are called maritime air masses. So, why is it important to me? Weather is always changing. One day might be cold and cloudy, the next might be warm and sunny. Even on the same day, the weather can change a lot. A beautiful morning might be followed by a storming afternoon. The weather changes because of moving air masses. What are the big ideas I need to know? Air masses cause the weather to change when they move because winds and jet streams push them along. Cold air masses tend to move towards the equator from both poles. Warm air masses tend to move towards the poles from the equator. When a cold air mass moves south from the pole, it runs into a warm air mass moving north from the tropics. The boundary between two air masses is called a front. Air masses usually don't mix at a front. The difference in temperature and pressure cause clouds and precipitation. A cold front occurs when a cold air mass runs into a warm air mass. The cold air mass is moving faster than the warm air mass and brings colder temperatures. It lifts the warm air mass out of its way. As the warm air rises, its water vapor condenses, clouds form, and precipitation falls. If the warm air is very humid, precipitation can be heavy. Temperature and pressure differences between the two air masses cause winds. These may be strong along a cold front. Cold fronts often bring stormy weather. As the fast-moving cold air mass keeps advancing, so does the cold front. In fact, cold fronts usually move rapidly. They often bring sudden changes in the weather. They may create a thin line of storms as they move. In the spring and summer, thunderstorms and tornadoes may occur along cold fronts. In the late fall and winter, snowstorms may occur. After a cold front passes, the cold air mass behind it brings cooler temperatures. A warm front occurs when warm air mass runs into a cold air mass and generally brings cloudy weather. The warm air mass is moving faster than the cold air mass. It flows up over the slower moving cold air. As the warm air rises, it cools. Clouds and light precipitation are likely. Warm fronts move slowly and cover a wide region. After a warm front passes, the warm air mass behind it brings warmer temperatures. What about? Sometimes two air masses stop moving when they meet. They become stalled in one place. This creates a stationary front. It may bring clouds and precipitation to the same area for many days. Air always flows from higher to lower pressure. Earth's surface is spinning, making the winds rotate in a circular pattern, forming a cyclone or anticyclone. In the northern hemisphere, cyclones and anticyclones rotate in the direction shown. They rotate in the opposite directions in the southern hemisphere. A cyclone is a system of winds that rotates around the center of low pressure. Cyclones usually bring cloudy, wet weather. An anticyclone is a system of winds that rotates around a center of high pressure. Anticyclones bring fair, dry weather.